Hi, this is Bill Satterly welcoming you to this week's The Feeling of Jazz. My co-host Ken Lindquist and I promised to bring you two full hours of some very great mainstream jazz. I'm going to kick off the show with a Sonny Rollins tune doing Dearly Beloved, featuring him on tenor sax, Sonny Clark on piano, Percy Heath bass, and Roy Haynes drums. Dearly Beloved. Sonny Rollins doing Dearly Beloved from a CD the Prestige put out. The Jazz Giants play Jerome Kern, and I think I'm going to play several tunes off of this CD before the night's over.
Well, I'm going to continue my spotlight to tenor man Stan Getz's quintet that he formed in around May of 1953 with the other lead horn man was Buck Bookmeyer on the valve trombone. And this is one of my favorite groups in the estimation of a lot of jazz critics, one of the best working jazz groups to come down the line at that particular time. The rhythm section were not household names, but they were all really good swingers and well-known within the jazz community. John Williams on piano, Frank Asola on drums, Teddy Kotick on bass. They worked together from May of 53 till the end of 55 when Bookmeyer left to join Jerry Mulligan's quartet, replacing Chet Baker. So this is really a swinging little group. Let's listen to them do Irving Berlin's tune, which I think has done nearly enough, Love in the Weather. Thank you. swinging version, a very neat arrangement, by the way, of Irving Berlin's composition Love in the Weather. Of course, that was a Stan Getz quintet. Stan on tenor sax, and the other lead horn up there in front was Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone.
I'm going to play something by Art Farmer, the trumpet player, with the quartet featuring him on trumpet, Hank Jones on piano, Addison Farmer's brother on bass, and Roy Haynes drums, doing a tune entitled The Folks Who Live on the Hill. Thank you. That was Art Farmer doing the tune entitled The Folks Who Live on a Hill. Art Farmer was born in 1928. He kind of started out with the Lionel Hampton Band. Then in 1958, he kind of fit in for, or sat in for Chet Baker with the Mulligan Group. Then he moved to Vienna and changed to the flugelhorn, I think, and pretty much stayed in Europe after that.
Continue now with our spotlight of the Stan Getz Quintet. This is a composition done by the valve trombonist Bob Brookmeyer, who, of course, was in this group all the way from mid-53 to end of 55. This is original written by Bob Brookmeyer called Your Edition. Little swinger by composed and arranged by Bob Brookmeyer, the valve trombonist in the Stan Getz Quintet at that time. That was cut in New York City in May of 53. That was the first session that was put together on record by the Stan Getz Quintet.
I'm going to play something by a bigger group, Terry Gibbs and his band, doing The Song Is You. Thank you. That was the big band sound of Terry Gibbs doing the tune entitled The Song Is You.
All right, we're going to carry on with our salute to the Stan Getz Quintet. And this is a recording that they cut in November of 54 in L.A. All his recordings were made either in Hollywood or New York City as they traversed across the nation playing in different clubs. And when they ended up in New York City or Hollywood, they would, Norman Granz, who was the producer of Verve Records, all these albums were cut on Verve Records. He would get them into the studio when he ended up in a certain location in New York or Hollywood. This is a great tune that was written by Bloom and Ruby called Give Me the Simple Life. Thank you. Getz Quintet doing Give Me the Simple Life. Of course, again, we had Stan Getz on tenor sax, Bob Buckmeyer on valve trombone. Fine piano solo there by John Williams, and very unobtrusive but swinging rhythm section. They underplayed everything a little bit. Very sophisticated group. Frank Arsola on drums and Teddy Kotick on bass.
I'm going to play something by the Mel Waldron Quintet, doing a Jerome Kern tune in The Way You Look Tonight, featuring him on piano, John Coltrane on tenor, and Ed Thigpen on drums. Thank you. was Mal Waldron playing The Way You Look Tonight.
Do another original composition by the valve trombonist in the Stan Getz Quintet, Bob Bookmeyer. And as a reminder, I played all of these tracks by the Stan Getz Quintet, so once in a while I want to repeat who the personnel were. The grouping, besides Getz and Bookmeyer, the rhythm section was John Williams on piano, Frank Asola on drums, Teddy Kotick on bass. This is a Bob Bookmeyer composition, cut in New York City in May of 53, called Rustic Hop. Getz Quintet, another original composition by the valve trombonist in the quintet, Bob Bookmeyer. That was called Rustic Hop.
We haven't played a vocal tonight, so I'm going to play something by Johnny Hartman from a CD on the Bethlehem label entitled All of Me. And he's backed up by several musicians, but I'll just name a few. Lucky Thompson on tenor, Ernie Royal on trumpet, Howard McGee on trumpet, Hank Jones on piano, Ossie Johnson drums, and Milt Hinton bass, doing a tune entitled The End of a Love Affair.
little too fast, and I drive a little too fast, and I'm reckless, it's true, but what else can you do at the end of a love affair? So I talk a little too much, and I laugh a little too much, and my voice is too loud when I'm out in a crowd, so that people are apt to stare. Do they know, do they care that it's only that I'm lonely and low as can be? And the smile on my face isn't really a smile at all. So I smoke a little too much, and I drink a little too much, and the tunes I request are not always the best, but the ones where the trumpets blast. So I go at a maddening pace, and I pretend that it's taking her place. But what else can you do at the end of a love affair? Do they know, do they care that it's only that I'm lonely and low as can be? And the smile on my face isn't really a smile at all. So I smoke a little too much, and I drink too much, and the tunes I request are not always the best, but the ones where the trumpets blast. So I go at a maddening pace, and I pretend that it's taking place. But what else can you do at the end of a
not a big fan of strings, but he has quite a voice. The End of a Love Affair, Johnny Hartman.
Yeah, the strings don't always work in jazz, but that was a pretty nice arrangement.
Yeah.
Well, this is Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host Bill Satterlee, and for the better part of the last hour, you've been listening to the swinging sounds of modern mainstream jazz on 89.1 FM, The Feeling of Jazz. We're going to take a break at the top of the hour for the news, and then we'll be right back with another hour of fine swinging music. We hope you'll stick around with us. We look forward to playing some great songs for you in the next set. I'm going to close out the first hour with another item by the Stan Getz Quintet with Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone. This is an old item from the Basie book written by Count Basie and Jimmy Mundy called Feather Merchant. Thank you.